read it. I read it, but I don't remember it.
Thank you.
That was about 2 days ago. I like the purple ears.
They're duct tape.
Another
my daughter
agenda.
Made them.
Really?
That's so silly. Yes, we did it up.
That's very creative. And then she painted them?
No, she just cut them out. It was purple duct tape.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Everyone, welcome to our Parks and Trails and Trees Committee meeting today, March.
I'll take you this way. I'm sorry.
March 24th. So I think we can start the meeting. And number one is approve meetings from January 27th and February 24th. Mm-hmm. Approve?
I will
make a motion.
Make a motion and have a second.
Are you guys doing okay doing it together? Is there anyone who has any problems with minutes that we need to separate them? Or are you good? Okay.
I'm ready. Okay.
Right? There's so many people here. Where are you going?
Everybody came. Okay. I take a vote.
All right. What's that?
Take a vote.
Take a vote.
Aye.
Approve.
Any opposed?
Any opposed?
Yay. Yay, all. Thank you. Okay.
Number two is public comment. We have Mia here from Wasatch Trail Foundation.
Mia, do you have any public comment? Because she's our next. You get your whole agenda item. Yep.
I have no public comment, but I will talk to you guys about my agenda item.
Okay. And if anyone would like a drink, help yourselves. Okay.
Should I jump right in?
Jump right in, Mia.
All right. My name is Mia Yu. I'm the executive director for the Wasatch Trails Foundation. So we do all of the backcountry trail maintenance in Wasatch County. So we work with the Jordan Ridge Trail System, Big Pole Blue Sage Ranch. We work with Jordanelle State Park. We have worked with Deer Creek in the past, and hopefully we'll work with them again this summer. We do a ton of work in the Wasatch Mountain State Park. That's where we do most of our work. And also Deer Valley East. We have a new trail connection up there. And the Bonanza area as well, we have a new trail connection that will be opening to the Bonanza Loop Trail also. So I'm not going to go through fully. You guys, if you would like, you're more than welcome to kind of read through this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I was just going to do just a high-level overview and then show you all a map of kind of one of our big projects that we're working on. So next slide, please, Vicky. So we cultivate memorable experiences for our community. Next slide, please. These are our values. So some of you may be aware or have seen the pump track that's going in Southfield Park. It's going to be an asphalt all-wheels pump track. This is a little outside of what we have done in the past, and this really speaks to our accessibility value, because sometimes trail use is not accessible. If you don't have transportation to a trailhead, or if you don't have a fancy mountain bike, we wanted to create an amenity for the community that was more accessible. And I can talk more about the pump track in a little bit if anybody would like, but I would like to thank Midway City. You guys put up some money for our matching funds for a $700,000 grant with UORC to make that pump track happen. So,
cool.
Southfield Park is right across the street from the new high school. Do you know where the pickleball courts? Do you know where the pickleball courts are on Midway Lane?
Heber.
Yeah, between here and Heber. Mm-hmm. By the new high school.
Across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Where the baseball fields are.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, pickleball. Like that big row of pickleball courts.
It was a little serene. It looks like that's on the side of it. That doesn't look like the...
Oh, this isn't it.
It's not you.
That is on the side of the map, yeah. Absolutely. But I just wanted to speak a little bit to our values. We had a big strategic planning session with our board a number of years ago and kind of came out with what I'm presenting to you now. So next slide, please, Katie.
Yeah, one doesn't let me do it that way. Okay.
So we oversee roughly 175 miles in Wasatch County. We have 8 projects in process. Our membership currently is about 200 people and 60 dogs. We have a dog membership you can add on for $10. You get a really cute little dog bandana that says Wasatch Trails Foundation.
That's cute.
What?
So our dog membership may eventually overtake our
human. It might.
It might.
They work. The dogs?
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah.
So email us, about 1,400 people. We have a reach on our social media, about 10,000. I am the full-time executive director. I'm the one full-time year-round person. We are in the process of hiring for sort of like a part-time flex type person to help out. We have 4 seasonal trail crew members who, thanks to Midway City, Heber City, and Wasatch County Tap Talks, we've had for this upcoming season will be their 3rd full-time season. And I also leverage some different grant funding to help pay for the crew as well. 10 board members, 3 development committee members, and 7 advisory board members. So this is, when we did our strategic planning session, this is what we kind of came up with. We said, what is really important to us? And these are our 3 pillars. So connect our community, maintain and build a healthy trail system, and built to last. And built to last more speaks to the foundation. So when I'm gone, when you're gone, when our, you know, kids and grandkids grow up, this foundation is still here in the valley advocating for safe and free to public trails. We have a couple of pieces to each of these pillars, and like I said, I'm happy for you guys to read through these later. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Next slide, please. One that I am going to focus on, next slide please, is the Heber Halo. So that's the big one that we're working on right now. So that's one of our BHAGs, Big Hairy Audacious Goals, if you've heard that. Or Big Hairy Skulls.
Audacious, whatever, yeah.
So this is one of like our big goals, and we are currently in the process of developing this Heber Halo. So an entire interconnected trail system around the Heber Valley. And this is not necessarily for like Keegan and Sophia, who are gonna go out and pedal the entire thing in a day. This is so we can bring trail access closer to every area of the valley. So whether you live in Charleston or on the east side in Heber, Daniel, wherever that is, we want to try and bring trail access closer to everyone's homes. So that's really the main goal of this, and also why I wanted to come and talk to you all today. I've been meaning to come to this meeting. I sit on the Heber Post Park Open Space Trails and Trees is our committee that is similar to this, and it's finally happening, so I'll just say that. So one thing I wanted to show, so we did do a... we did a survey with the Wasatch Mountain State Park, and we had a lot of feedback, and this is kind of where the data was sort of aggregated. I'm happy to share this with you guys, and if anybody wants to make any comments on additional trails, we had about, I think, 150 to 200 respondents, which was pretty decent. And yeah, just kind of saying, where would you like to see trails? And then based on Jonathan Hunt, the manager of the state park, land use, his opinions, and all of that, we put it together in sort of the master plan for the Wasatch Mountain State Park. Those little black dots are trailheads, and so this is the process that we went through last year. The process that we're currently going through now...
Is it not built trails?
Not built trails.
Those are all hopefuls.
Those are all
proposed.
Hopefuls.
Okay, wow.
So this, you guys may have seen this map. This is the Wasatch County non-motorized trail plan. It's a number of years old. We're updating it currently. The Wasatch County planner, Doug Smith, Don Taylor, the trail manager, and I are all getting together and kind of working on this. So you can tell there's some things like Blue Sage Ranch wasn't built. When they put this out, it's now built. There's a few things we may have to adjust. This is church property, and at first it was no way we're going through here, but now it's saying maybe with development.
Is
is that where the girls' camp
is? Yes, yep, so the girls' camp is right back here.
Oh, and there's a church at the top of that road there.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yep. Right. Yeah, like right here.
So
yeah.
Is the yellow our Heber Halo?
Yellow is tentative Heber Halo, yes.
Cool.
So we have essentially been working with all of the landowners. We've talked to Fish and Game in this wildlife management area, and they are supportive of a single track trail going through sort of this whole area. Obviously challenging to probably go through Oakleberry property, so we'll either go around. We've been meeting with Independence. They have some pretty large hurdles that they have to solve before they can develop, like water.
Water.
Yeah. Water is always an issue.
But we do know that there is a planned signal coming in here on Little Sweden Road. So that's our anticipated crossing point to get over 40. Because obviously that's a big hurdle. This is a big hurdle to get over 189. But so this is kind of everything that we're looking at. And what I wanted to just put on your radar.
Oh. She's thinking something.
So what I wanted to put on this committee's radar is our hopeful, and these are mostly Jonathan from the State Parks, hopeful trail access areas. So we're currently working with Legend Engineering, and we are doing a feasibility study for what we're calling phase one of the Heber Halo. So if you're familiar with the WOW Trail here or the Visitor Center area, this is a trail called Maple Grove that we built a couple of years ago to be able to access the WOW Trail, because it is, you're out there for 10 miles. So the goal would be to connect this trail. The goal is, we are going to connect this trail. We're going to connect this trail to Maple Grove here. We want to connect into Mill Flat, if anyone's familiar. That's the snowmobile parking lot area. And then essentially bring this trail across sort of mid-slope, our own mid-mountain, but I don't want to call it that because we don't want anyone to say. Mid-slope trail across. We're going to stay above Soldier Hollow because there are so many events there.
Yeah.
We'll give an option for a connection, but we didn't want to connect straight down into Soldier Hollow.
Yeah.
We have had a lot of meetings with Luke and his crew, and this is what we all came to. So staying high above Soldier Hollow and then coming down, if you guys are familiar with this ridge, there's a hike trail up here.
Yeah.
Coming down somewhere on this side of the ridge to connect into the Deer Creek Trail.
Deer Creek, yeah.
And also, now that UDOT has announced that they're paving this trail, we thought, well, maybe instead of, we'll make a connection there, but we'll also pull a single track trail parallel to that trail.
Mm-hmm.
And then if UDOT wants to put their money where their mouth is and actually help us build a backcountry trail, then we'll look at connecting out this way too, which will be probably more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
We also have talked to Rocky Mountain Outfitters and some members of the equestrian community. And you can see on this map that it's scribbled in, but we would like to do perhaps like a stacked loop equestrian hike only trail in this area. So,
I have a quick question.
Absolutely.
Going back.
Please guys interrupt me at any time. I'm talking fast.
To the top map. And you're talking about the mill, whatever it's called, Mill Flat. So, I just thought of this because I was up there a couple days ago. You said like, the goal is a trails free to everybody, free to the public. You do have to have a state parks pass to park or to park there.
Yeah, you do.
Like that's gonna be
forever.
It. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you do have to have a state parks pass to park there. I'm actually trying, and you have to have an additional trail pass to use Soldier Hollow.
Yep. Yeah.
They want to use our trail crew, and I'm going to try and leverage that for free use for their trails, at least for our membership. So we'll see how it go. Jonathan's like, good luck.
You go, Mia. I think it's worth a try.
We'll
yeah.
See. I mean, they're hosting a Ragnar race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Soldier Hollow, and they're building a trail, and they're like, we really need your help. And I'm like, I'll build your trail, and you give our membership free with the parking pack access. You also, if you are interested in joining the dirt crew, you get a free state park pass.
I just bought mine yesterday.
But it's only for...
Next year.
It's only for one.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It's totally money well spent.
Where is this?
I'm confused.
No
flat. So this is Wasatch State Park.
I know this Maple Grove, but I know the Wow Trail. Mm-hmm.
So you know where the Wasatch State Park is? Where is it? Is it right there? No, where is it?
What, the little duck pond? The actual?
Yeah, the little duck pond. Yeah. Where's the pond?
So
Snake Creek, yeah. You go up Snake Creek.
It's the end of the road.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
So here's Pine Canyon to Guardsman's. Here's Snake Creek. Mill Flat is up there. That's where the snowmobiles go.
Right before it goes a hard right and starts curving around.
It's right
here. That's 40.
Yeah. So, Lisa, you're really close to where you live, where you're standing.
Yeah, I know where I'm standing. Figure out where Liz Little Sweden Road crossing over to Duke Lane.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'd love
yeah.
the light there.
Yeah,
and
it'd be nice
to
have a
light
there.
Flash before my
eyes. Yeah, it's
many a time, right? Yeah,
so
totally agree.
There is a light planned for that intersection right there.
Mm-hmm. And pink versus yellow. The yellow is the halo.
Yeah, it's a little messy. I think Don said pink was. Proposed multi-use single
track. If I take a picture.
I can send you this.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. I was just going to ask you. Yep.
Yeah, I can send it.
Thanks, Dan.
So
one more thing.
I'll send it out.
Could you just ask where Highway 40 is? Where do we cross it there on the north side?
So it's going to be, do you guys know where the graffiti bridge is? Or like the fisherman's parking lot?
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Okay.
Yeah. So already, Flatline Trail connects out to that graffiti bridge.
Yep.
There's a number of studies that are going to be done in this wetlands area for, I can't remember, some development. Do you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Probably the big monster.
It's a bubble. It's not supposed to be there.
No.
Not the slope. The slope is on.
Oh, not the slope.
That's back that way.
The slope is here. But apparently there's a bunch of studies that are going to be done, and I would rather whoever is doing them pay for it than us. So this is probably like lower priority, but it is a really quick connection just right into Coyote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is Coyote. Yep. So UVU is like right here.
Yeah.
Is this like the face?
Yep. So the face is right here. Exactly. So yeah, solid green are existing trails. Yeah.
That's called the face. About
the face. Yep. That's the face. This is Prospect. Yeah.
See what you learn by being on this committee.
Yeah.
A lot.
And what are these trails?
This is Deer Valley East.
Deer Valley.
Yeah.
These are all the Deer Valley East trails. This is not at all what they look like, so we're going to update that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And this was, again, 2024. This was just a couple of people drawing lines on a map. So now we have some more information. So
Pine Canyon Road was up here, right?
Yes.
Here's Guardsman.
Mm-hmm. Is this that new trail?
This is the Wild Trail.
Mm. This is the Wild right
here. Yeah, that's the Wild.
This is Maple Grove.
That's Maple Grove.
What is that new trail?
So there's two new trails. There's one that goes this way that's called Tricky Pickle that connects into Deer Valley East.
Okay.
And then there's also one that comes up and over. This is like part of the Bonanza Loop Trail. Mm-hmm. You guys are familiar with that one?
Yeah.
Tricky Pickle.
So there's a new connection that goes essentially from here and it goes to the Bonanza Loop Trail. There's actually a uphill only and a downhill mountain bike. So uphill hike, downhill mountain bike. Mm-hmm. There's a connection.
Did you guys name that trail?
Wowza.
Wowza. Okay.
And then, so it hasn't officially opened yet because we haven't signed it. And there are it's a blue trail, but there are black options. There's gaps and drops and jumps. And we didn't want to officially open it without signage because that sounded
not great. That one.
Yeah, there's also, for hikers and trail runners, there's also a trail that comes off of this section that loops you back to the top of the Wild parking lot. So now there's like like a little
three and a half?
Three and a half, 4 mile hike loop. And this is like a stunning aspen grove. So.
It is. It's worth the hike.
We will be having a grand opening party. I would love for you all to come. I don't know when it's going to be. It depends on the snow.
Really? Just let me know and I'll let everyone know.
I'll send you all of our upcoming events.
That would be fun.
okay, anyway, so really quickly, this is what I wanted to talk to you guys about and just put it on your radar. These are hopeful trailheads. And I can send you this map, like I said. This is Titan Sore. This is like the new development that's coming in here next to... There's a new development that's coming right here.
Always now.
And so we would love to see, I don't know if that comes through Midway City or if...
Is that the one up above Sunburst?
That's in the county.
It's going to be Wasatch County.
Yeah, that's going to be county.
So that's county. This one, the corner of the Lundin property, obviously I know that's a hot topic.
Yep.
But right now there is trail access there. There's this no trail head. So this is Fawcett Canyon. This might be county too. Is this Midway?
It is. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So Fawcett Canyon and it's a Freeborg Way maybe. And
Freiburg.
Thank you. And then West Geneva Drive Lane, which seems like a mouthful.
Yeah.
And that's Sids Canyon.
Yep.
And then this one here is within your city limits. That one's been on the map for a long time. This one here by, what is that, Indian Springs and the cemetery?
By the cemetery.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then... This is like back on, kind of on park property, but
basically,
I just wanted, in case anyone was coming to you guys, or just to have you be in the know, these are the connections that we would love to make from this mid-slope trail down into Midway, so you guys can access that trail system from your Main Street.
Awesome.
That's great.
Okay, that's what I have.
Yeah.
When you send her... Katie Knapp's like the volunteer, the dirt whatever committee, or
the dirt crew. I can send the dirt crew information. Yes.
Yeah, if you include, well, you could probably go to your website to get members, if you guys want to be members and stuff like that. But any information you want me to forward on, I'll forward on to our committee.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Wasatch Trails Foundation. I don't think there's anything else that I wanted to really bring to this attention. I'm going to send you guys a small map because we have not released this to the public yet.
Sure.
Not that I think you guys are going to plaster it all over the place, but people have a lot to say when you put out a map like this.
100%. Yep.
So I'll send you guys like the snippet of it. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Great.
So I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Just because you lost me when you said jumps, drops. Like... That, I am too old for that crap.
Never too old.
On your Wasatch Trails, I assume the majority of members are bikers, but you have a lot of hikers too as well, don't you?
We do. Yeah, we have a lot of all trail users.
Drop, jump, that's not my jam.
Walking. It's an option.
Right, so there'll be other options.
For sure. I don't know, but Tricky Pickle sounds a little tricky too. But
Tricky Pickle is actually not tricky.
Oh, okay.
You know, it has been tricky though because I have not been able to get the grant funding reimbursed because XTEL has been challenging to communicate with. So that's why it's tricky. I'm like, we shouldn't have named it this.
Yeah.
We didn't name it that, but we'll see what happens.
What are they doing with the top of that trail? Because you go up to the top and then there's all that Deer Valley construction and the trail just ends.
That's a good question.
Good question.
That's a TBD question. I was just on the phone with PD from XTEL, if anybody knows. But we were chatting, and it sounds like once the trails are built, then Deer Valley Resort takes them over for maintenance. And so there's this kind of weird limbo right now with all the trails that have been built but are still in the construction area, and they're technically managed by Deer Valley, but Deer Valley can't really go in and manage them because there's construction. So
yep.
It's a little messy.
It's going to be a while.
It's fluid.
Mm-hmm. It's fluid.
That's good.
I like that word. We have our member mixer tomorrow night. It's at the Midway Mercantile. It's free to our membership. We would love for you guys all to join our membership. You're all welcome to come and check it out. 5:30 to 8 on the patio of the Mercantile. And please feel free to reach out to me. I'll send you all some information. And I'll talk more in depth about all the other projects that we have going on, but this was the big one for you guys. So
yeah, thanks for that.
And I know you can't put time frames on things, but as you look at the trails that um, are
the section that is closest to Midway. I mean, is that like a 2-year, 5-year? I mean,
yes.
That's a
great question.
Tomorrow night, I'll show you guys a super cool map. Lonnie from Legend did, he basically did like a, he really nerded out on it. He did like a soil score. So he looked at the entire zone where we want to put the trail, and it looks like camo, actually. So there's all these different colors of like blue soils. And purple, yeah. And each color soil has a score. And the higher the score, the harder it is to build, and it figures in like drainage, depth of bedrock, clay content, all that kind of stuff. So we're doing that right now, and the goal will be to hike and flag the trail this summer, and then apply for funding this winter, and then start that piece, the connector trail, spring 2027. And then we'll also look at if it's easy enough to, you know, potentially pull a trail down into Midway, so we can access that. So, cool. Mm-hmm.
Any questions you have for our committee, now that they've asked you their questions?
Oh, man, how many people knew about the Wasatch Trails Foundation?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody does.
Great. That's awesome. You're in. I appreciate the honesty.
We didn't know about the dog thing.
That's right.
And I guess, like, what are your priorities? What are the committee priorities? So I know each year our committee has, like, a couple of focuses.
We do have the boardwalks that we want to replace, and then the trail in front of Belize.
Yeah,
those are the three that I know of, that Carrie Lane.
Yeah, we're Parks, Trails, and Trees as a committee, but I would say that routinely for our residents, they mark all these things as high priority, but trails seems to be at the top.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of effort and money has been put into just getting trails to for pedestrian safety and to get people to move around town. So we're probably focusing more on what's in town rather than the backcountry ones.
Yeah.
But the backcountry ones are very significant to our population as well, and also help with interconnectivity.
Yeah.
So I think some of the priorities that this committee's been working on is to get interconnection between the trails we have. And then with what you're doing, and especially with the loop around Heber, that's just awesome.
Sure. So those trailheads that you were pointing out, will they have parking?
That's a goal. Yeah.
Because that's always a big
problem. So that's why we have that. A trailhead means there's parking. There will be the parking pay fee because you'll be accessing the state park, and that's something we can't get around. But yes, like when we say we want a trailhead here, that means we want parking here. Doesn't have to be paved. It can be, you know,
just gravel and a kiosk and a net.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
Good enough.
Mm-hmm. I actually, and Katie, we can talk about this after. Yeah. But as we update this, we want to put hard surface and soft surface. So, and I know there's a couple things over near the dairy. There's a couple of like little like connections that have been built, and so I'd love to get.
I wanted to ask you about that because we have some soft surface connections. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know, like, obviously, like the crew is at your disposal whenever you need them, and also just updating the map so we have the most up to date things.
I would love to go through with that with you because we have some others too. Like we have some over by off of 850 South. Well, over by, we have some soft surface ones, right?
Yeah,
that you guys are, it would be interesting to have a discussion between what makes sense for our public works to do and what makes sense for you guys. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I'd love to continue that conversation.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Yep, thanks, Mia. And thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Just really want me to stay, do you want me to leave?
We're not going to kick you out, so it's completely up to you. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
All right. So, number 4 is update on parks, trails, trees, town square, master trail plan.
Anybody want to take a stab at that, or you want me to do it? Okay. So Mia just gave us a great update on trails. So that was great. For purposes of our trails, Nancy, do you want to repeat what you said about the North Center Street Trail?
We were talking about it this year, and we decided to wait till next year. We're going to do all three sections at once. There's a boardwalk that needs to be replaced on Cary Lane. And the other one, I can't remember. It's up by...
It's Midway Village.
Thank you. Midway Village.
Midway Village. It goes between Pine Canyon and over to Farm Springs.
Right.
I can bring it up if anybody wants to.
And it's not that far, but that one also, and then the trail in front of Blaze where the roundabout is, we want to repave that and kind of fix that. It's kind of off a little bit. And so those are the three so far for next year, is the three that we're going to do.
Yep.
Right? I'm looking at the mayor.
right, boss?
Other than that.
Okay, so this is that one. This is Pine Canyon Road here, and this is Midway Village. And this is, it's a paved trail up to about here where it becomes boardwalk. And it does this little flyer off to the left, and then it continues. And this is actually Farm Springs Road down here. What we've talked about, this is really deteriorating. Preston has gone out. And have you seen? He's gone out and replaced the broken board. So, so please give us feedback on that. And props to Preston, because our question to him was, can we get through a little bit longer and wait till next year to do these all at once? We have talked about, and I'm interested in people's position on getting rid of this little flyer to the left.
It kind of goes out to nowhere.
It's kind of a trail to nowhere.
If we had some benches or something.
I've never gone there when I've ridden that trail.
You've never gone out there?
No, I've never taken the little detour.
Because there's nowhere to go. You
can't sit there. So it's an expensive build for a trail to nowhere.
We'll have to look at the cost, because Wes and I talked about it.
Yeah, there's nothing out there now, and I've never seen a person out there, honestly. And I go by there a lot.
And there's not any wildlife out there with that anymore.
We did walk out on it the first time we went by.
Yeah, any wildlife.
Yes, we saw this.
You don't get any view that's different from what you have.
It's going to be expensive. It'll save you some money to do that.
So,
it really will.
Unless people have really strong attachments, or maybe go between now and our next meeting, go out and take a walk on the flyer and see if anyone has really strong things for it. But otherwise, it might be on the chopping block.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that we should get an estimate, but I don't think the cost is going to be justifiable. The other one that Nancy mentioned is up here off Cary Lane, where it comes here.
That one is pretty bad.
This is in better shape than the one through Midway Village.
It is, you're right, it is. Not much, but it is.
And then the last one that Nancy talked about was, we're talking about over here in front of. We talked about, so with the church that's going in right now, they're going to do a sidewalk / trail all the way over here to 100. And then there's going to be a crosswalk here and a raised crosswalk. So, and we have trail that comes all the way over to...
About there.
About here. It actually goes all the way up to here and over.
Yep.
But what we're talking about, this is in bad shape because of the trees, obviously, right? And it sounds like, I mean, a lot of the trees have been removed and it's still causing, I think, according to Wes, this was redone within the last 5 years and it's still
heating. Coming up,
So it would be very, in talking to Wes, this would be very expensive to go in and try to get rid of the stuff that's causing the heating. So the idea was, maybe put in the wish list to bring the trail from 100 over and go straight across. Right? Straight across.
Right.
And Valet is kind of on board with that, because all this trail does is bring people and dump them onto their this side of the roundabout, which honestly is not a great place to be crossing. So that was the other one that you
were talking about. That's not a bad one. I don't think it'll be very expensive. There's no obstacles in a way. There's nothing there. We'll just have to dig it up, put the subgrade, and then put the asphalt. Yeah. It's not going to be that expensive. Yeah.
So
and we'll probably do an 8-foot.
It's going to be down the side of the road.
So from here to here, it should be easy to go through this area.
Because it's flat.
From here to here, it is currently on the side of the road.
It's a hill.
We
would like to look into how much can we move it back and how can we approach that.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But because we'd like to get it off the road.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. That's a busy road.
Is there a swale kind of between?
There is. You're absolutely right.
So it'll have to be looked at by from an engineering perspective to see what can we do.
All right.
Yeah.
So see, that's that way. It does.
I guess I lied.
No, it kind of is. It is kind of, Lisa. It goes down before it goes up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you'd probably have to put a rock wall if we pulled it in more.
Yeah.
Probably
that's
a rock wall
thinking,
along there.
If we actually lift
and
it.
Elevate the trail.
Well, no, just to kind of secure the
Gotcha. Who's the really nice guy who's had surgery and
Wes. Yeah.
He did the center street, and it kind of, as it comes up to whatever the name of this road is.
Bergie. Yep.
That separation that he did, it's nice, but I don't like, you had said this, where people have a driveway. You can't get, if you're on a road bike,
It's kind of taken North Center Street out of the equation for road bikers, I feel. Yeah.
And that would be fine, except for people's garbage cans on garbage days.
I know.
And so...
Yeah, so true, because they put them right in the middle of the trail.
Yeah, so and they do that.
That raised part is
they
great,
do.
But where the people's drives, you know, I don't even know why you need the little lip there. If the driveway was just asphalt out to the road, that would be better because then road bikers could get.
They did that. West did that for safety.
For pedestrian safety.
For pedestrian, because of that.
I think it really did increase pedestrian safety.
I think so.
In my mind, as a road biker, I just don't go there.
I won't go in there either.
Yeah, but I think, you know, eventually we're going to hit Pine Canyon. There's not going to be enough room for them to do something like that. So Pine Canyon will always be an option for a road biker. River Road is still an option for a road biker, if you don't mind roundabouts and crazy people in roundabouts. So we'll exit Street View. Okay. Anything else people wanted to see?
The only other thing that I'm going to plan for and that Mayor and I talked about is the Kem Gardner property.
Oh,
I'm applying to do some planning on that.
The one at the end of Main Street?
Mm-hmm.
SR 113.
South Center. Yeah.
Okay.
Kem Gardner, that one.
Yeah.
45 acres.
Does everyone know what we're talking about on that one?
Isn't that right there by the tracks?
Yes.
Yeah.
That 45 acres.
Oh, that one. The one by the railroad tracks?
Right. Gardner did a concept drawing.
Down here, guys. All the way down here. Yep.
That's a really nice piece. We can do something really nice with that. Soft trails, since it's such a sensitive area, so we probably won't do asphalt trails. We did talk about that, and Wes and I I haven't talked to him for a while, but we were worried about the wetlands and just everything being so wet. We just don't want asphalt and all that, so we're going to probably do soft trails, which is much cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, be a nice trail, it's going to be a nice packed trail, but it will not have asphalt. Unless it changes, you know, who knows, through the process.
Don't you have an asphalt trail on the other side of the road?
We do.
Yes.
And you just can cross over and go up. Yeah.
Over here. Yeah,
so,
and now it goes all the way.
Right,
we want
to keep this more natural.
I don't know if it was put there for Swiss States because they use that for parking for Swiss States. But on the east side of the road, the highway, there's like a big gravel pull-off. Like,
is
this public property right now? Can people pull off and throw a ball for their dog?
Fishermen park there and they walk along the tracks, they go to the bridge and they go fishing.
They
so 90% of the people that go there are fishermen. There are some bikes and people that walk in.
But on the actual field, like I've seen a ton of people throwing a ball for their dog. Is that cool? Like, is it open for that right now?
City property.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I
think
isn't
so.
It still being used for crazy?
It is.
Or at least
there's nothing going on right now.
Hay?
Are they and still, the fence is down.
Are they still planting there?
Yes. I thought they were. So
it is not a city park and it really hasn't been improved at this point.
Right.
But
a lot of the times, like different people, different dogs just throwing a ball.
Is it just off?
I love it.
Yeah.
And there's also going to be 4 acres of mitigation on that, too.
It's not natural vegetation.
We will be taking, like, 4 acres out of
that
whole 45. You remember that. We're going to do the 4 acres for the Heber Valley Railroad. When they put the Heber Valley Railroad through, we impacted a lot of wetlands. And Midway City was gracious enough, because on that mitigation, you have to pay either per square foot and put a wetland somewhere else, or you pay a lot of money and put it in a bank, and then they build it somewhere else. We wanted it here, so we got it built in the
corner.
Where
is it going to be?
It's all the way to the edge, where the river is. No, keep going.
To the
up.
Which way?
Up there. where the river comes in, okay, where Snake Creek comes in, yeah, we're going to build out a 4-acre wetland area. Gotcha. So that's why we want soft trails there. That's why we want it more natural. Mm-hmm. It's really going to make a difference with the Heber Valley Railroad. We don't have to pay all that mitigation fees,
yep,
which is really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Because that can get really expensive.
And that makes me think of a question for you, Mia, in terms of soft trails along the Provo there. Is that, you know...
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Yeah, that'll ever happen. The feds kind of control that.
Okay. I know that the Corps of Engineers or whatever, they...
It's the Provo River Commission. The Navigation Commission is...
And you don't
exactly.
Never.
They'll
never do that. Okay.
We've talked so many times, and it's just no.
You know, you can never
say... But you never know. Yeah, that's true.
Miracle could happen, but it's unlikely.
That's true.
It's unlikely.
We
but
want
it would be amazing.
We don't know
right.
We'll
it would be incredible.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll build it if we can, but...
and people will come.
Well, that's right.
The reason they don't is because of water quality.
Oh, yeah.
And Provo River is impaired. It has a lot of issues, and so they don't want any kind of disturbance or anything going
any
in
more
there
than the fishermen are already.
And the phosphorus and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. So. Okay. Yep. Any other questions on... I think we covered any other questions on what's going on with parks, trails, trees.
How about trees?
Oh,
so
trees, yeah.
Do we need to think about trees? Because we can write it, I can get only $2,500. The other grant is not opening anymore. It's a federal grant. We used to get $30,000. We can't get that. I know. It was such a bummer.
Yeah.
But I can get $2,500, and that's a good amount for trees.
I thought we talked about that for the dog park.
Yes,
we did,
and we did
exactly
talk about that. So I'm going to start writing them in May, late in May. So think about that. I think the dog park would be a really good place for the trees to go.
Yeah.
And $2,500, we got to match it. So you're looking at $5,000. That's a lot of trees. Now, we have to do the irrigation. And I think Preston said the water was just right there. So,
yeah.
Is it? Yeah. So I think that would be a great idea. And there's some really cool trees that we can get some good discount on. Since our zoning has changed from 5B to 6A, which I'm not sure if I agree with that, but sometimes yes. So now there's called a Lebanon tree. And those are the ones that we were talking about. They're suggesting that if you plant those, they will give you like credit for it because it's a special type of tree that grows fast and it grows out, not up. So you have a lot of shade. And that's the really thing nice about it for the dog park. They grow really fast. It doesn't need that much water. They're really hardy, and they grow out rather than up. They go up and then they go out. Like it's.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to bring a picture next time. They're really cool.
Those trees in Africa.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, and it's great because it's up high. You trim it, and then you have it, and then you have a lot of shade.
Canopy.
So that's something to think
idea
about.
Yeah, so we had talked, in terms of your schedule, we might want to...
Lebanon tree, it was called?
Yeah, right here you go. Cedar of Lebanon.
Oh, yeah.
They're absolutely beautiful trees, and they're so hardy.
Cedar of Lebanon.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
I should have brought a picture. But
we had talked at a couple of prior meetings about doing something at the dog park.
Yep,
and
you're right. I forgot about that.
And when Dan from Super Trees... when he was giving us quotes for trees that were put on the berms and stuff like that, he also walked with us in the dog park and to give his thought of what, and he thought, and we do have water.
Yeah.
He also thought that some trees might be able to, once you got through the pot rock, would be able to survive without that.
Yeah.
So do people want to talk more about this? Do you want to make this would have to go to city council. Do you want a recommendation to city council about trees in the dog park? And are there other areas that we want to talk about before we make that recommendation?
We'll pick a couple areas, baby.
Yeah.
If you're thinking $5,000, a good-sized tree is about $200. With the amendments and everything out, figure $200 per tree.
I think when we did trying to think how much, there were like 15 trees that went in on that berm.
On the berm?
Yeah.
Were they smaller caliber or were they... Yeah.
I can find out.
Talk to Dan. Yeah.
I will.
I figured between 150 and 200, so that's quite a bit. You can get quite a few trees. And we can do shrubs. The service berry, a lot of them are really good for critters and animals. Dogs like to pee on them because they're short, you know. So. I don't know why I said that.
Does anybody here come? Midgey. The park in Midgey.
Midgey.
You know, which has very, very little shade.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if anybody knows anybody. Who lives in that neighborhood?
I do. I know the old lady who lives right
Is it
by the park?
Kind of goes, there's a, you go
down. The sledding hill?
The sledding hill.
But it has really no shade at all.
That might be another one we could, because there is water there too. You have trees there, right? There is water there.
Yeah, several trees were planted, I think, but they're just small, right?
Yeah, and that's why we want to go with a bigger caliber.
Yeah.
We really do want to go with a bigger caliber tree.
Yeah, I just, when
they're
I go
more
by
expensive,
there,
but
I think those people, there's
we need
no,
some trees, huh?
Yeah, those people have one from
the shade is so expensive.
Say that again.
No. Is it the land?
No, it's
no.
The one. This is down on Mitchie.
It's, yeah.
It's that little,
it's right there.
Trees,
okay, there's some trees.
There's
yeah.
some.
Maybe they're real small and
they're
they just.
They are. They're really small.
They're not making any progress. Yeah.
There's okay. some, there's a few, but they're
okay.
small.
They're going to grow.
Actually, there's quite a few. Who knows?
Actually, there is, yeah.
Maybe awesome. Just because they're so small, I just think that
I think so.
There's no shade, but okay. Okay.
And you're right, like, and if you go sit on the, if you go sit on the hill, there's no, there's nothing there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
What's the, is there a city park across, there's another park across the street, kind of.
That
well,
is,
that's
for
the
school. HOA.
HOA. Park. Playground area.
Okay.
Okay,
so it's the
okay. We'll just let those trees grow then.
Okay. It's like a little playset. Yeah.
Somebody's
Bowden Fields. That's the name of that.
Okay.
Subdivision.
So what are the thoughts about in the dog park? I think what we had talked about, what Dan from Super Trees. So what had been talked about, my recollection, but correct me, is in the past is about replacing those shades that had wore out very quickly and didn't give a whole lot of shade, replacing those three areas, starting with maybe those three areas, trees?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I had always said, I think we should plant some just along the south
along
edge
the,
of the dock.
Yeah.
That way, as the sun's coming in from the south, it'll cast shade.
Yeah. Cast shade.
Yeah,
that's
like
a
that
good
too.
Idea.
I
like
that
idea.
Yeah.
On the inside,
Like
different
that
kinds
idea.
Of trees.
Yeah.
I don't know if they would grow, but and I know they don't live very long, but some of those really tall ones can make an excellent, you know, just shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Would it make sense to get an estimate from Super Trees or somebody else, like what they would suggest?
I think that's a great idea, because I do want to write it in May, and then they, what they do is they want to schedule it probably early June, or we wait until the fall because it gets so hot.
Yeah.
So, but that's up to you guys and
absolutely.
Dan, you know, Dan from Super Trees.
That's
yeah.
We're not dependent on Super Trees as we've been in the past.
Okay.
The effort that he's put into
that's great.
What he does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, then we have that master plan.
His own trees.
We have these quotes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get more trees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, did they include this in the last one they did?
Preston's been usually.
They might have included an estimate for.
I thought there was something about dog park.
About dog park.
Still
I think you're right.
Actually, did a report for Tree City.
Yep.
Based on.
Where's the restroom?
Restroom. It's go out this door, go to the right, and it's going to be your last on the left.
So
last door on the left, Mia.
I screenshotted this. My 20-year-old loves to take our dog to the dog park. I hate it because it's so friggin' hot. But I screenshot this in the middle of the summer, and I was like, how fun would it be to have a couple of those?
That's cute.
Is it not for the dogs, for the people.
There's one.
Just to, like,
yeah.
be shaded. Not necessarily even that, but, like, something.
Mm-hmm.
A couple
scattered.
You know, that's
cute. I like the picnic table in the...
Yeah.
And is it got enough to the snow load? That's what we always
True. Yeah. That's just, something I saw on Facebook, probably, honestly.
I
but I just thought, I don't take my dog to the dog park because it's too raging hot, and I'm a wussy, and I don't want to sit in the heat.
I don't like the heat either.
And I sit on that covered,
the covered
thing that's there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I make friends with all the other people who
are
sitting right there
in
with
there
me,
as
right?
well.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The dog park is for dogs. It's for people, too.
I think it's too hot for a lot of dogs, though.
Yeah,
true. In the middle of... Like,
that's why we got to get trees
dog,
in there.
My dog, I can't bring him there.
I don't do mine
gotcha.
Either. My black dog. I'm
so, I think it makes sense to reach out to Preston, which I will do. I also think that back when we got the estimate from Super Trees for the berm, I think he gave one for the dog
he
park,
did.
Too.
He did.
Right?
Remember, I was going to try and write that, and we just
so
I ran out of time.
I will send what Preston said. I will send all this information to everybody, and let's plan on next month having maybe a recommendation as to where we want to go. Does
then
that
I
make
can
sense?
Start on that.
Trees is $2,700.
Yeah.
15 for 25?
So he said for, you know, get an estimate.
Yeah.
I do have one more thing to say.
Yes.
A couple of people that live in Sunburst contacted me last week and said, Rachel, I see you're on the Trails and Trees Committee and Parks. Can you do something? And I said, what? And they said, so if you look there, the Hill Brothers own these two lots.
Oh, yeah. They're up.
And they're like, what can we do to make this a park? And since they have contacted
here, right?
me, yeah, it's that whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all of that. Since then, there are like 7 huge machinery chunks there. And I did talk to the sweet older gentleman, the Hill, the Dad Hill. 2 brothers own those 2 lots.
Yeah.
And what's the dad's name? It's like the Hill. Like, he owns Daniel Summit Lodge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like Mr. Yeah. Hill.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, oh, it's so embarrassing because his sons are the ones that own Midway Construction Company. Mm-hmm. So embarrassing. It's looking so bad. I told them they got to clean that up. But it is like, I don't want to tattle. And this is before all of their equipment is there. It is like a construction parking zone. Mm-hmm. But the people that live in the little strip right there, like, you're on the Trails, Trees, and Parks Committee. Who can make this a park? And I said, I have no idea. But I will ask.
Yeah. Okay, so there's 2 different things that you're talking about.
Okay.
So one is, are they complaining about the use of it, that it's not compliant? I mean, park aside, like, the current use, are they...
No, because all of that equipment has been parked there since they reached out to me.
Wow.
Okay.
So it's more of like a parking yard? Is it for their construction business?
Yeah, it's just like all
over the years.
It comes and goes.
It comes and goes.
Right. So they're not complaining necessarily like there's all this equipment being stored, but just like, let's do something cool with this chunk of land.
If people had complaints about that, there is a process whereby they can make a complaint.
Right.
We'll investigate it. We will do zoning enforcement. Code enforcement.
Right.
So that's
code enforcement. Right.
Second thing is, we can't make anyone make it a park. You would have to have a willing landowner who would want to make it a park, and then you would need the city to agree that it should be a park and that they would take on the maintenance. Which, given that Alpenhof Park is so close, I don't know. That's a question.
That would be a thing.
Right? Now, that doesn't mean there's other things you can do besides a park. You can do open space. You can do...
There's many
things in between. Yeah. You can do a passive park that doesn't require a lot of...
Right.
In terms of making it a park that has a lot of... I don't know. That would be up to city council. So there would be a lot of steps in that we don't really control. But it would start with the landowner.
And the Lundahl property is...
The Lundin is right on the back side.
It's on the back side.
Lundin is right back here.
So does open space just need to, like, hit up the hills?
You know, so honestly...
give them Lori Stone. Is that her name?
Honestly, if these numbers... give them Wendy Fisher's number.
Wendy
Fisher from Utah Open Lands is representing... Yeah. Is working with the Lundins right here. Mm-hmm. This, if they had any interest in preservation, this would be a natural because of the butts
so
to
wonderful.
It, right?
It would be.
It would be awesome. And this would be the time for it, right? So if they had any interest, I'd put them in touch with Wendy Fisher.
The 2 Hill brothers do live in Heber. I don't think they have any intention of building or doing anything there. I think they're very happy where they are.
There have been inquiries over the years about developing this. It's tough. It's tough given...
If we could just hook that on to Lundin's, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't it? That would be so much. We could connect it and have trails.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I really haven't heard any other updates, just that it was progressing.
Yeah, that's good.
Good.
Progressing is better than not progressing.
Yeah.
So we like that, right? But no, this would be the time. If they want to do that or if they want to approach and ask about this, would be the time.
I will get on that.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of pop rock and outcrops on that land?
It's beautiful. That little parcel? There's zero pot rock.
There is a...
There's a horse graveyard somewhere.
Yeah.
Horse?
That's right there.
That's right, right
there,
right? Okay.
That's the horse graveyard. So, yeah, that's all the Lundin's horses.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where they've been buried. And this land's, this, some of this is owned by Lundin's, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is hills over here. So they
all
have
all the way up to Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have so this one's a little bit tougher because of access to develop. It's just kind of a weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a weird piece.
That's
yeah.
why it needs to just not be.
I agree.
There you go. Make it so, Rachel.
I shall.
You go, girl. Yeah.
I shall.
Can you give me their information?
The Hill Brothers?
Yep. Yes,
I do have.
Oh. Excellent.
The mayor will help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any other questions about?
I do have bad news. If you scoot on up,
yeah.
Sunburst Phase 3 has been sold. I guess you knew that. You knew all about that. Yeah.
Yep. A potential good news of that, if it gets developed, is that there would be access from the west side for a trail across Lundin's
if
it gets preserved.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that's a positive. Because there is on the other side, Swiss Oaks has expressed a willingness to allow access on the other side. So that would be big.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
To you, Christine.
Did we finish number 4?
I think so, unless anyone has anything else to add.
Rachel needs to stop talking.
No.
Yes.
No, we like input. Don't stop talking.
So number 5 is trail signs.
Yep. Oh, sorry, Angie, one thing I want to respond to on you before we move off. I put master trail plan on there because of some comments you raised about. All right, we do have a master trail plan for Midway, and there are some trails we have that aren't on there, which we recognize and we've actually talked about. Unfortunately, it's not as easy as just going in and updating the map. We would have to update the entire general plan. So, which is why we haven't updated it yet. So, good comment. We are totally with you on that. And we're trying to look at ways that we can do it without it being such a big ask.
Okay?
Short update on trail signs, and that is the next batch of trail signs are going to go up along Pine Canyon and River Road, I think starting next week.
Nice.
Yep, and we'll move from there. The other thing that we've gotten a couple people asking about is that paved trail that runs north and south across Ameyali. Angie, you were one of the people.
So
do you want to talk
I'm
about
walking
that?
On that trail, and someone's driving on that trail. I mean like a, and they were oblivious. They, a car, a drunk.
A car
and
on the trail?
And construction people. It was somebody that lives in, I don't know, Interlaken.
And they were driving on the
and
trail?
And they were driving on it. And I stopped her and I said, you know, this is a trail. A
pedestrian
walking, trail. Yeah, pedestrian walking, biking trail. And she she didn't even look, she just looked like she didn't understand that there was that was a trail. I don't know. So I just kept letting her go because what else am I going to do? I'm just, don't do it again.
Get in the car and shake it.
Yeah, don't do it again. But, yeah.
So we're not going to let Lisa be the face.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
So that was, my comment was, there is nothing there that tells people that it's a trail. And
yeah, isn't it just kind of the end of the road?
It's,
they're built
right.
along there.
Yeah,
she got there by accident.
I don't know. She didn't
lost.
Really explain herself.
She
looked like she was like lost, and I was like, okay.
She's faking it.
So
you got it.
She was faking it.
So that was my reason. Was that, you know, whether we put up some kind of sign that says that is a trail and not
no parking.
Do not no drive on it.
No.
So this is technically this is private property that's Ameyali's, but there's a public easement across it. So it is a public trail. We would probably have to talk with Ameyali about what kind of signage to do. I think we would be able to do some signage over there. So this was something that was in our files, you know, just as kind of a something to put out there if this is what people were thinking, and then we could investigate whether, you know,
whether this is a realistic thing, and depending on how people feel about it.
Yeah. I like it.
I have another thing about the trail signs. You know, across the street from Lime Canyon Road, in that community kind of right there.
The Cantons.
The Cantons. When you're walking through the Cantons, and there was an issue with people kind of going into the Cantons instead of staying on the trail, when you cross over to where Homestead is doing construction, they've got like this big kind of, I don't know what it is. It's that fabric kind of fencing, the whole
it's
dust.
It's silt fencing, yeah.
What do you call it?
Silt fencing.
So it's kind of gotten all ripped up, and there's dirt and gravel and debris all across the trail, so it kind of looks like a construction site. It's not real clear. And that sign, where the sign is placed, it doesn't help people when they're crossing to know that that construction site is actually the trail.
Our new sign, where the new sign is placed?
It's further back.
Well, there's two different things. Are you talking about the one that's placed down in the Cantons that they asked from us so that... I'll show you. Hold on.
I sent you pictures of it, Katie.
Yeah, and you're asking me to remember
that. Open up your phone. Just kidding.
I remember you sending the pictures, and I honestly don't remember exactly.
There. It's right there.
Right, okay. Right on
that. That crossing right there. And
this one here?
No.
Or here?
Here. Right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have not put any signs there.
There is a sign.
Oh, I was not aware that there was a sign put there.
Go.
We put a sign here.
Yes.
Okay. So that one is there for a specific person. That is to keep people going back and forth this way instead of going down this way.
But it's not clear that that's what... that's what I'm saying. It's back far enough that when you're looking across can you go in a little bit further?
Yeah. Zoom in. Do you want me to come...
Bring it up. Bring it up, though. Keep the construction site in there. So bring your... There you go. Come back, come in.
So there's a sign like right around here.
But it's back far enough and it's on that side.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. It's not... I'm just saying.
So it's not as visible. So it's...
When you look across the street to the construction site, you think, oh, that's a construction site, and it's nice and clear down into the Cantons, you think that must be the trail, because it's nice and clear, and it's paved.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. I'm not sure there's going to be much we could do that until this
is done. Yeah, Maya just said that she was confused.
Were you confused there, too?
Yeah, well, I rode up Pine Canyon to see how far I could get the other day and came back down, and we were just, like, kind of riding in circles in this area. And then we found it eventually, but...
Where did you ride, Mia? Did you come down here?
Yeah, I came down here. Okay.
And then where did you go? You came down there?
Yeah.
And honestly, right now, if this is under construction, that might not be a bad thing that people are staying on that.
Right. Yeah.
If this is dirt right now... From a liability standpoint,
It's not dirt. It's paved. It's paved.
Looks like it's covered with dirt.
It is paved. I'm telling you.
Oh no! I know it's paved. It's because this is an old picture. I'm sorry. Never mind.
It is. It's paved. But on the other side, it's like debris. All that little ink. It's just dirt.
All this stuff is debris right now.
No. That right
over
on
here.
Right. Yep. It's debris and the silt ripped. The silt things ripped up, and it's like it's. It looks like it's part of the construction because just beyond it. See that kind of darker dirt there? They park They park construction vehicles in there.
Yeah.
And so it just looks like it's a construction site. There's no trail.
Yeah.
You can't tell. Was that your experience?
I don't know. I didn't even think I noticed that section of cave trail right there. I think we just took the turn and hopped out on the road.
On the road.
So I guess what we're saying is when you've got the sign, it's still
confusing.
It's still not helping the Canton people.
If we put two more signs up, probably just one here and one here, just to reassure people, like, you're still on the trail.
Yeah.
That would probably help a lot.
I think it is intended that that's... Where... I'll check. Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Okay. You know, and I don't know if this one has an arrow, but it could have an arrow saying... Trail continues this way.
So this does have an arrow each way. One says go this way, and the other says go this way. Instead of trail. So nothing says to go down here. It just says go straight. But
I mean, I agree. That's probably all we can do because some of it is just the nature of what it is.
Yeah.
It's a construction site. But it is messy.
I'm not opposed to putting something up here right now. I have a feeling when the construction's done, you might not necessarily need it because it's going to be
right.
Evidence.
A little
right?
More smooth.
Once but, it's cleaned up in it, yeah.
But during the construction, yeah.
But we could add more signs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got them to do.
Yep. So back on the other comment that we were just talking about with the people using the trail with their car.
Yes.
I mean, I think this sign is fine to remind people of these things, but I don't think it's going to stop the person who thinks it's a road. It might at some point say, oh, really? But I, in the past, we put either boulders or bollards or something to...
There used to be a boulder, and now there is no boulder.
It's gone.
Yeah,
they took it out.
So I don't know who moved it. I don't know if that was Chuck.
That's usually more effective at communicating, you can't fit here, therefore don't come here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't... She took the whole trail up with her truck, but... And she had to kind of go into the goat heads to try and get out of her way.
That is
so bizarre. I know, it's just bizarre. But, yeah.
Does anyone know if... Is Amayali?
Yes. Yeah, well, I talked to her, and then she kept on going.
Does anyone know if Amayali is using that in their construction for vehicles?
No. Yeah. No, not at all, because they have a dirt area that they can drive on that's
that's what I've seen, too. Yeah.
And so it was just people that see that and think, oh, this is a shortcut
home.
It's a shortcut.
You know what?
Yeah.
I think a bollard would stop.
I do too. Yes. That's
it does now. Yeah.
Let's see if they would agree to that.
Get out 600,
okay.
And then if you kind of look, they're building some new homes, so you know that's where you turn.
And I don't think you have a problem on that 600.
Mayor, what's your email?
Because it's happened on several trails
at Midway City.
If it looks wide enough,
see Simons.
Okay, well,
at
exactly because it looks
Midway
like you can bring it here.
Midway City ET.
So I have no problem reaching out to Chuck and seeing if they'd be amenable to having a bollard or something.
Okay, that would be great. That would work too.
Okay.
Another place on your radar, which is close to my house, is 200 West. Everyone parks on the bike lane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know.
And they have signs there, and I walk up to them, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, where am I supposed to go? What they're doing is, here's the bike lane. They're parking on that side of the bike lane. Well, if a car comes, I have nowhere to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I told the lady on the corner that has the Christmas stuff.
Yep.
She's the worst offender. Everyone parks in front of her
place.
Oh,
you're down. Yeah, yeah.
Right by the ice rink.
200 West.
200 West, by Kringles.
Show us where it is.
Yeah,
you live on 200?
Well, I live on 250.
Okay.
So that's why I walk up a lot, and we see people in Carrot, and they'll all of a sudden stop. Everyone's from the harvest is parking along the bike trail.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. And I get mad at them.
Oh. So we're talking about here, but
it's really tight there. When you've got, because you got people parked on the right side, and then you have two vehicles, and then you have the bike lane, and the people are, there's no room. It's not
this
safe.
This is a whole area that the sitter
can you help me out?
I
don't know where we are.
Okay, so right here is the ice rink.
Yep, and right
this
there
is
Main
Street.
Street.
And this is 200
West.
West, yeah. Okay, yeah. This is Kringles. This is Spruce, this is Harvest Restaurant,
right,
and this is a town square.
On the way to Stringtown Road,
Biking.
And so where are they parking their cars?
On that side, on the west side, after the bike lane itself, where that dirt is, they park there. So it's partly in the bike lane.
Yeah, and they're doing it over here too.
Yes, terrible.
Kind of by
and there's no room when you've got
there's
two or three
no
cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a bike lane right there.
No, there is here. Not over by Haven, though.
No, not over by Haven, no.
You're right, yeah.
No. It's what they're doing is parking on that side of it, and it's, you know, if a car comes, you have nowhere to go.
Isn't those people who come in to see Valerie Farms?
Influencers. That's what we like to call them in a nice way. Influencers.
Yeah.
Yes, they're making influencing footage, people.
This might have been a day that they were here,
Because you have signs all the way up to that point. Right around there, you have no signs. Because it'll say no parking bike lane. And then that whole area does not have a sign. See that first one down by the dumpster? We need another one in that area to let her know that they're not supposed to park there.
Okay.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just quit walking. I walk around because it's unsafe, especially Friday and Saturday.
Oh,
it's
Friday and Saturday is it is
you know,
unsafe.
I kind of avoid downtown.
That's why I walk. Mm-hmm. You know, I walk up. So,
yep.
But thank you. That would be nice if we could put one there. And
okay.
That would be nice.
I got it down.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Anyone else?
Where will people come?
City Council is working on that.
I will say, when you're riding your bike on the bike lane and you're going, I'm sorry, I can't articulate. I know the names of the roads. I just know where I'm going.
Exactly.
Because I'm from back east, and you don't have east-west. You can't see where you're going.
That's right. Exactly.
I totally understand.
I've never bothered to learn the names. All right.
This is downtown.
So you're going, Katie, we're going down toward Tate Farm, but we're just leaving, Midway.
We're going down.
That first stretch.
Stringtown.
It's
that 250 over to 500 That's what Nancy was talking about.
Yeah.
So when you come down that road.
With the buffalo.
Right.
I guess.
Yeah.
People park.
That's where
people
I
who live there.
Yeah,
park
they
their
park.
Cars there.
They do.
They go out into the road.
I know.
Yeah, they do.
I know.
Yeah, they do.
And somebody has a food truck that they always park in the bike lane.
I know.
I give them a hard time. They're my neighbors. I give them a hard time and they go ahead.
Yeah, you're right, they do.
But they do. Yeah.
And actually, that stretch of bike lane around along 250 is deteriorating.
It needs to be repainted and then on there, no parking.
Another place where there's a problem with a person who lives there parking is if you pass the rink and you're going and you have to make that hard right turn, Tumstead Drive, I guess, that goes up, So along there, on the right-hand side of the road, there's another person who, got like a bunch of cars, like four, I don't know if they're polygamous, I don't know what the deal is. They've got a bunch
He's
of cars
a contractor. I know him.
Then they park all your cars there.
But yes, he's always bumpered out in the, yes.
And that's not good, yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking
about. Yeah.
They don't move their trash cans out, and it makes me.
No.
Well, she did say there is a procedure.
There's complaints
with our city to have some ordinance.
I have not really figured out the answer to the garbage cans.
I don't think we can do
it. I got to tell you. Yeah. So right here, I'm surprised you can't see the garbage cans. These people put it right on the turn, right? Like you're coming around the blind turn. And then after the garbage truck goes by, they are in the road. I can't tell you how many times I stop and put them up. And I'm considering asking, can they just put them like here?
On the way
here,
to
you know, not on the corner,
So,
garbage cans, I understand where you're coming from, and I am open to suggestions. That one I have not figured out.
I've been thinking on that one, too, because I run into them all the time.
Yeah.
And
they are.
We didn't think of that when we built the trails.
I know, right?
You know, I mean.
Yeah. And Pine Canyon is like.
It's so tight.
Oh, my gosh,
I know.
I'm going to hit somebody getting around the garbage cans.
You can look down there, Katie. Okay, I know where that is.
Yeah. Okay, let's open space, open house. So open space is having, space committee is having an open house like they did last year on April 11th from 11 to 1. It was really helpful last year when we had some volunteers from Parks, Trails, and Trees come and talk about Parks, Trails, and Trees.
You can do that.
So is there anybody who's willing that I can put down to come on the
11th?
Nancy, awesome.
Because that's a Saturday.
Okay.
Oh, I already have it on there.
Long as
open space
and
open house.
No!
It's
down.
On my calendar. Does that mean
yes,
I'm come. Committed? Okay.
Angie, will you come?
I have it. Yep.
Awesome.
I have it on my calendar.
Wow.
Where is it at? Where's
it's going to be right at the community center.
Yep.
What time is that?
11 to 1. Mia, do you want to be part of it? Do you want to have a table?
We're doing the, it's the same day as the Heber Chamber Expo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's
okay.
Right.
We have to do that.
Valley. You know what? I might have to do that. Let me check and see.
Yeah. What time is that? Same time? Or are you?
It's all.
I'm not sure.
It's done at 4. It's usually 10 to 4. I usually have a booth there. I didn't do it this year.
Okay, gotcha. I'll have to look and see. Let me ask my boss.
Okay.
10 to 4 or 10 to 3.
Yep. Anybody else want to do the?
Have you put this out to the public on your website? Because Joan said she will put it out on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it. We're gonna do. Okay. We'll do it this week. We'll get us.
Well, she asked me about that today when I talked to her.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
No, I will. I said I will get with. We have the trail meeting tonight.
Yeah, maybe.
And Joni's great. She does all the.
I'll put you down tentatively and I'll remind you.
For Wasatch County. And she's awesome.
I want to write my bio.
She gets it out on Facebook.
Yeah.
G-O-U-L-B.
Okay.
She's only seen that name.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's great.
We're working on something, but. By the latest beginning of next week, we'll have something ready to go out.
Okay.
I'm working with Camille on that.
I will tell her. I'm talking to her tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
And thank you. Please pass along our thanks for her help on that.
Before we adjourn really quick, the nice guy that she talked about, not Preston, Wes. He's doing great.
He's doing
recovered.
He's been back to work this week, which has been awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's what
he's a good
today.
Guy.
I couldn't believe it.
I know, right?
He's the happiest when he's working.
He is the happiest when he's working.
We all know that with
he's
Wes.
It's a long course, but he's
very cool.
He's
what
doing well.
What happened? What happened?
Had to have surgery and it's just been a long it's been a lot. So, but he's got the best attitude of anybody I think I've ever met.
I do have one quick announcement just to
yes,
let you know,
please.
If you would, please. September 12th is the second Saturday. I think it's the 12th or 13th, I can't remember. But we're having a Provo River Watershed Festival. Since we've had the drought, the bypass, all these issues, we want to have some fun. So we're talking to Wasatch Mountain State Park, we're talking to Deer Creek, we're talking to Jordanelle, Soldier Hollow, Department of Water Quality. We've got 3 people coming from there. We've got 4 different businesses. We're going to be doing a festival that day. I will give you more information next time because we're going to have some meetings. But it's supposed to be a lot of fun. And the big thing that we're going to do in May, because it's kind of these things we're going to do each month, in May, we've got the Rain Barrel project that I've been talking about. And I'm so excited that it's going to go out, and we've been able to subsidize, because those rain barrels are really expensive. They're about 100, the really good ones that we have are about 150 a piece. I got a grant to subsidize them, so they're only $60. And you sign up, and you come and pick them up. It'll be May 7th. But I will give you more information next time about that. And
or
I'm
if
also,
you send it to me, I'll send
I'm
going to
send it to you, because I want people to sign up and buy, because we purchased 100 of them.
Oh, May 7th,
sweet.
What is it?
It's May 7th is what we're going to do for the rain barrels.
Rain
barrels.
Mm-hmm. And Midway?
Huh?
Do you have to live in Midway to buy
one? No, Wasatch County. All of Wasatch
County.
It's all of Wasatch County.
Yeah.
We got 100 barrels. We're going to do it at the parking lot across the street from the train.
Yeah.
That huge parking lot. So
sweet.
Utah River Council is going to come up, bring the barrels. People are going to come out and pick them up. And it's supposed to be a really successful program. I'm really excited about it. So we got some funding for it. So
that's great.
Yeah. And I want someone to buy all the, got to spend all the barrels. Yeah, I'm going to get 2. So, but they say if they fill up really fast and you can just use it for your little plants. And
that's what,
people love it.
It's been against the law in Utah for years. So now that we can finally do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They wouldn't let you collect.
Yeah.
Now they want you to collect it because the ground is so dry. When it does rain, it's going to
run off.
So if we can reduce that stormwater management issue by doing rain barrels, and each home can buy 2 until they run out. And then we'll buy more for the festival. We're just going to start with 100. So that's all I have. I'm so excited. I've been working on this for a while.
May 7th.
May 7th. And I'll get the flyer will be out tomorrow. The social media will be out tomorrow with Joan. We've been working with them and Utah River Council.
That's awesome.
So I will send it out to you and you can send it to everybody.
That's great.
And there's a website you can sign up, pay your fee, and then just come pick up your barrels.
I'm so excited. Are they heavy?
They can fit in your back seat. No, they're not heavy. They're a little bulky, but they're not heavy unless they're full of water.
Yeah. Mayor and JC, do you have anything to add?
Mm-hmm. Quiet.
Those the blue water barrels?
Yeah. The better ones, though. They're not the cheap platinum. Yeah, these are better, and they've got the hole down at the bottom with the spigot. You can just put the spigot out. They're higher quality. They're right around $200 a piece, but Summit County's with us, Weber County, Utah County, Wasatch County. So what they were able to do is buy it in huge bulk.
Yeah.
So we're only charging $60. They're usually $180.
I'll take 2 of them.
Right on. I love it. I'm going to sell 100. I'm so excited. Yeah.
I think you're going to personally do it, Nancy.
So. I think I will. I know. I want it to be a success. So, thanks.
I just joined the Ross at the Trails.
I saw it, man.
Oh. Oh, pressure's on for the rest of us, y'all.
Well, I hope to see everyone tomorrow at the event. Yeah,
I will try to.
Try to, I know.
Okay. Great. Anything else you guys have?
Do you have anything else?
I have one question. The raised walkways, how those are still happening in 2026?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I love the flashing lights on by...
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I was almost screamed. I was like... I've been working on that for so long, and I was waiting for that to come up, and I love them. It's so nice. Now you see them, and people slow down. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to make a huge difference. And we're going to put another one by Mercantile, right? That's what I...
Cool.
The flashy? Or not? I can't remember. UDOT did both of them, or just one.
The flashy was
made
to UDOT.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quarterly meeting.
Yeah.
Good.
But we don't know yet.
Yeah, the raised ones are still on the list. It'll happen maybe... 2027, the city's on a weird...
Okay, yeah.
So after July.
Okay,
yeah.
The road, though, will be completed with all the water activity that's been done.
And
that area by Bergie Hill, we've been talking about widening the road a little bit so that there can be some safe trail consideration. Mm-hmm. The hill at the top is part of it.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's being discussed.
Good.
Good. Great.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, let me know when the UDOT... For the next UDOT meeting. And I know, I wish I could have found
it. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Indeed. I shall second it.
Rachel.
I'm going to keep up on that.
Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. It's good to see you.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead. Let me turn this off first. Yeah, hold on.